California has a mandate to produce 100% renewable energy by the year 2045. And to help meet that mandate, San Francisco Assemblyman David Chu is introducing a bill to develop an offshore wind energy industry in the state with the infrastructure to support it.
The wind off California's coast has enormous potential to meet clean energy goals, combat climate change, and provide good-paying jobs. And this is why today, along with our coalition, I'm introducing AB 525 to put California on the path to harness the potential of offshore wind. This bill will jumpstart a new clean energy industry on the West Coast, along with thousands of highly skilled, good-paying jobs.
Chu's bill AB 525 would set a goal of producing at least 10 gigawatts of offshore wind power by the year 2040. 3 gigawatts would be produced by the year 2030. Chu estimates California's shore could generate up to 100 gigawatts of power each day to power the state at night, while solar powers it during the day. According to the American Clean Power Association, 7 states have 16 offshore wind power projects. There's also projects in Norway, Scotland, and Asia. According to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, there are 3 areas in the works for offshore wind power in the state: the Diablo Canyon, Morro Bay, and Humboldt Call areas. They all have existing infrastructure that can be built on: the Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant, the PG&E Substation in Morro Bay, and the Humboldt Bay Port. But according to the Center for Biological Diversity, these areas contain important habitats for marine life and birds, including numerous endangered species like the marbled murrelet and short-tailed albatross in Humboldt Bay, the pink-footed shearwater in Diablo Canyon, and the ashy storm petrels in Morro Bay. The 3 areas also provide important migratory corridors for endangered species, including humpback and blue whales and leatherback sea turtles. Laura Dehan is State Director for Environment California, one of the environmental groups to co-sponsor the legislation.
We believe that there is enough sea space off of our coast to make sure that we both protect marine life and tap into this renewable energy that we need if we're going to fight climate change and the disruption that it's already causing to marine life and our bird life. This bill does both, and that's why we're really proud to support it.
Some environmental groups, like the Center for Biological Diversity, are urging for greater studies to establish baselines to adequately assess the impacts and mitigations of offshore wind energy before pressing ahead. Dehan says no action could be worse, and she adds the industry has evolved over the years. One of the new devices in offshore wind energy is a floating wind turbine that can be as tall as the Golden Gate Bridge. Advocates say it's less disruptive and the best option for Northern California's rugged coastline. Called the high wind buoy, the wind turbines float on the ocean some 20 to 30 miles from the coast, and they're suspended with mooring cables. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has approved a 2-year buoy in the Humboldt Call area off the coast of Eureka. The area itself is in 2 sole spawning grounds, which have raised concerns among the area's dwindling fishing industry. But supporters of Chu's legislation say offshore wind energy can kickstart a new green energy economy and provide jobs. Robbie Hunter is head of the California State Buildings Trade, which represents 500,000 construction workers and 700,000 apprentices.
There's a lot of people out there that it's no to everything. We got to say yes to the things that work, and this is absolutely the technology that will work. It'll put Californians to work in a new industry, providing clean technology to address our environmental issues, and we believe AB 525 is the beginning of zero carbon in California.
A statement from Chu's office says offshore wind construction could create up to 14,000 good-paying jobs in California, and it has the potential to save ratepayers $2 billion between now and the year 2040. That while reducing the state's reliance on fossil fuels. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.